and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. I ordained you to be a prophet. He's talking to Jeremiah. So ever before you got into this human experience, God knew you. He knew you'd be saved. So all the time that you were out there, the devil was just oppressing you because you never belonged to him. You were a slave to his lust, but you didn't belong to him. We are not children of the devil. We are children of God. Amen. Born again, washed in the blood. So it's the fear of the current church has a fear today that it might lose out if it stays strong in its emphasis on faith and serving God and even assembling. There's so much question about that. And, you know, these different states are trying to mandate so many things that are ultimately totally against the kingdom of God. That's the bottom line. That's what the real warfare is. With all this stuff that's going on and what they're trying to legislate in that, it's against God and the kingdom of God and God's principles. Amen? So many churches are trying hard to become connected to the community and different things through marketable models. People are seeking to appeal to crowds now. And that's never God's way. God wants us to stand firm on the gospel. Amen. Amen. It's not, see, a sower goes out to sow. But the sower doesn't determine the growth of the seed. The sower sows the seed. The sower determines what seed he's sowing. But it's God that has to give the increase. And we water the seed, and others water the seed, but it's God that gives the increase. So stop being afraid and sow the word. Stop compromising to try to fit in. You're not ever going to fit in. As a matter of fact, you're going to stand out. So let's put fear where it belongs. I remember I dug up those acronyms that God had given me some years ago. One on fear, and I shared them Sunday again. But fear is F-E-A-R, frightening evidence altering realities. And this is what's happening with people today. Fear. See, fear really is the virus. Now, there's a pathogen, and I don't deny any of what's gone on in the past 2 years, but fear has been the virus. This, we must understand that in the spirit realm, faith and fear are very, very strong components. They're entries, they're portals. And when you have no fear, the devil has no place. And when you have faith, God operates through faith. In other words, you open the portal for the Lord and all that the Lord has through faith. Any man that comes to God must first believe. Amen. So this herein lies the warfare. So there are enemies that we must conquer, subdue, utterly defeat, and faith is the key. Now, let me say this. Faith is the key. If you're writing, write it down. Faith is the key. Decision is the doorway. When we talk about making decrees, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. That word decree, I always want you to study on your own. You know, here, be in corporate meetings, but do study on your own. The word decree, one of the definitions of it means to decide. When you've decreed something, you've decided something. In Daniel chapter 1 and verse 3, it says that Daniel purposed, verse 8, it says that Daniel purposed in his heart not to partake of the king's meat. Against all odds, them being beheaded, he purposed. That word purpose there, a part of the definition means to bring about change. So when you purpose something, it's not just you, you know, hoping and praying. No, when you decide and you purpose as a human or as a spirit being having a human experience, you have authority in this earth realm to change some things, to bring about change. And when you decide, faith is the key, but your decision is the door. Tell me what door God can't open. Amen. Tell me what God can't do. Amen. So faith is the key. Decision is the door. And the door of decision is, let me say it this way. Beyond the door of decision, beyond the door of your decision is the reality of God. It's a whole nother realm called the kingdom realm. Amen. Of which we are to establish here in the earth realm. Amen?
Amen.
Excuse me. Let me tell you something. Heaven, the power of heaven is waiting on the other side of that door to back up your decisions. Well, the amens are scattered now. So. I said the power of heaven waits on the other side of the door, which is God's reality, to back up your decisions. Go with me to Romans 1:17. Can we get the amplified version up of Romans 1:17? Is it a little different? Well, I have my amplified here, so I'll get it here. Romans 1:17. Someone say extraordinary times.
Extraordinary times.
I want to make a powerful statement here because it's important. We're living in times where knowing how to operate in faith can literally mean the difference between life and death. It's a reality. Rather harsh, but true. Knowing how to operate in faith can literally mean the difference between life and death. Look at your neighbor and say, we must develop our faith. Don't listen to me. Don't wait till a crisis to try to start developing your faith. Every day, exercise your faith. Make your walk a walk of faith, even in the small things. Romans 1:17 says, for in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith. And in parentheses, disclosed through the way of faith that arouses to more faith. As it is written, the man who through faith is just and upright shall live and shall live by faith. There's a whole lot of faith in that verse right there, ain't it? We talk about the righteousness of faith. It's not so much what you are doing in the way of penance or in serving or seeking to please God in what you do. righteousness is wrought through faith. The Bible says that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Come on, this will free you up. This will free up your mind when you begin to understand it's not by works of righteousness, but by faith alone. When you start to just believe God, there's a whole nother reality, and in that reality is a rest, a cessation from anxiety and fear, because you're not looking at detailed things in this earth realm, you're looking at the God of the details. You're not looking at what's happening, you're looking at the one that's making things happen. You're not hoping and praying this day or that day, you're looking at the God that's in control of every day. The God with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. God is not uncertain about anything. God doesn't think to know. Woo. This is the God we serve. And the closer we come or walk to him, the more certain we are about faith. And see, with believing comes joy. A whole lot of people in this day and time can use some joy. Amen. Some joy, because they're looking at and being influenced by joy stealers. But we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we find joy in believing. There's some things you need to let go of and let God handle it. Amen. Stop looking at how big your problem is and look at the bigness of your God. Amen. Stop looking at the giants and look at the giant killer. Extraordinary times. Tell somebody again, don't you wait for a crisis. You wait for the crisis to come, you'll be in trouble. Talking about, I tried it and it didn't work. Well, you tried it. Give me John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, 33. The reality is that Jesus said, before his coming, that there will be times of trouble. John 16, 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me, somebody say, in him, you might have peace. All right? Now, in him we have peace. This is so important. And ultimately, this whole message on kingdom faith is going to lead us to faith rest. We enter into his rest where we cease striving. And we know, what is it, Psalm 48:10? I think it's 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. When you take that time to be still, and it doesn't mean just... No, it means be still in your mind. Arrest those thoughts. Those little nagging worries, concerns that you have no control over. You have no control over people.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139. Did you hear the